اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا وجزاهم وحريرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا يوفون بالنذر يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف إنا نخاف من ربنا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيد الخلق أجمعين سيدنا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأبرار المقربين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. While we mourn our community member, our dear sister Anna, I would like to congratulate all believers, all lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, all of our community on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Imam al-Baqir, Salamullah alayh. And we know that our dear sister is also enjoying more than us the company of the Ahlul Bayt and not just the memory of the Ahlul Bayt like we are. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us all to be able to take advantage of this month, the beginning of the months of worship, ibadah, the months of remembrance of Allah, the months of the remembrance of death, the remembrance of the hereafter, the remembrance and reminding ourselves of the nature of the realm we're in. As during each day we are told that while we take care of our material needs and we engage with this material realm, we need to at least take certain times out during that day to remind ourselves of the Akhirah, of death, of our Creator, of our return to Him. And with that remembrance and with that time set aside, we're able to use that time, benefit from that, remember Allah, pray, perform our prayers, and through that take care of our spiritual health, our spiritual well-being, the more important part of us, and prepare ourselves for our journey to the afterlife. As we do that on a daily basis, annually, the months of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated a few of them, particularly for more worship, for more focus on remembering Him, spending more time for our akhirah, for our souls, for our spiritual well-being. And we hope that this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given barakah to and has gave it a special condition where working on and spending time developing our spiritual side is more effective during these months. And He encourages us to do that. We hope that He blesses us with the ability to take advantage of these months. One of the things that we have in the month of Rajab is a dua after the prayers we're told to read. Let's go over that dua a little bit and try to remind ourselves of the meanings contained within this supplication, that we're told to remind ourselves of it and supplicate to Allah. We address Allah, Ya man arjuhu li kulli khair. O that whom, or the one whom, arjuhu, I have hope in him, li kulli khair, for every good. We're in need of reminding ourselves of this. Many times we forget this. We forget who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We forget His involvement in the world we live in, the material realm that we live in. We see the difficulties we're dealing with as individuals, as families. We see problems in society. We see problems in so many different areas, on so many different levels. We see these deficiencies. And we see these things, these deficient things that are around us. They're all deficient as we are deficient. And we lose focus that all of these deficient things are all creations of the Almighty God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ar-Rahman, the one who's designed this entire universe, and every bit of it is khair. Ya man arjuhu li kulli khair. I have hope in him li kulli khair. I have hope, and I have li kulli khair. It doesn't matter what the condition is and how difficult it seems to be and how the light at the end of the tunnel is not seen. I don't see it. It's completely dark. That's all what I, with my deficiencies, with my material senses, am sensing. But through the intellect that God has given me, in the eyes of the heart, in the ears of the heart, in the heart itself that He has given me combined, I should see His presence and I should have hope. لِكُلِّ خَيْرِ لَا يَمَنْ أَرْجُو لِكُلِّ خَيْرِ. Every good, every khair, those I can imagine and I see as unattainable, He's capable of. And I have hope. Ya man arjuhu li kulli khair. The dua starts with this. One other aspect, one other area, is that no matter how horribly I have performed, no matter how many mistakes, how many sins, how much garbage I have done in my life, materially dark was one thing. Spiritually, it doesn't matter how much darkness I have accumulated in my heart, how much dust, layers of thick dust, rust, filth, doesn't matter. Yaman arjuhu likulli khair. All khair, any khair you can imagine, I have hope. Yaman arjuhu, address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Yaman arjuhu likulli khair. Then wa amanu sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. This very beautiful. Wa amanu sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. Any shar that I see, anything that is identified as shar, try to, I don't know, think about it yourself. I'm presenting what I understand of this dua. You check for yourself, maybe I'm making a mistake. What I understand of this is that I, amanu, amanu means I feel secure, I am secure. Wa amanu sakhatahu. Sakhat is wrath. Amanu sakhatahu inda kulli shar. Whenever there's shar, I amanu, I feel secure, I am secure of his wrath. In other words, any shar that comes my way, anything that is hard, difficult, seems like shar, from my perspective, it's all shar. Amanu sakhatah. I feel secure from his wrath. It's not his wrath, he's not trying to destroy me, he's not trying to hurt me. Perhaps what's being said here for a mu'min, the way we are supposed to address Allah, as we're told in this dua, if this is a correct understanding, it's very important the way we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treatment of us. It's very important. A person who sees what's happening to them as being bad, whether they realize that feeling bad about that is feeling bad about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wanted, considering it wrong, whether they realize that that means I'm considering what God has done as being wrong, or they don't realize it, that's what it is. We had a hadith, someone showed me, and this is exactly, it says, the one who is unhappy with their dunyawi life, with their the dunya that God has given them, the dunya that they're experiencing, those who have who are bothered by it, they feel bad about it, they are actually angry at qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're angry with God and his decision regarding them. One could ask, why shouldn't I be angry? That's a given. There's other teachings there. That hadith is explaining those who already know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. What he does is not bad for you, it's good for you. And that it's important that you know that and that you feel that way. When we get caught up with the difficulty of whatever it is we're dealing with, when we feel angry at the situation, we're told, realize that when you're angry at the situation, you're angry at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadha and what he has willed. So back to our question, why should I? This dua is one of the answers. Wa amanu sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. You're the one that when there is shar, I'm feeling safe and secure that it's not that you're angry at me. Amanu sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. يا من يعطي الكثير بالقليل. We address him, we say, you're the one, oh, the one who يعطي, gives الكثير, much, abundance, bil qalil, in return for small. What we do is really small. The amount that he gives is an abundance. Ya man yu'ti al-kathira bil qalil. Ya man yu'ti man sa'alah. You're the one, and we're addressing him, oh Allah, but instead of saying Allah, the one who yu'ti man sa'alah, gives the one who asks him. Anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the Holy Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Whenever you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَهُ. The one who gives, whoever asks. Above that, يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلُهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ. You give those who do not ask you and do not even know you. They didn't know you. They don't recognize you. They say there is no God. What is God? Where do they have, where do they attain all that rizq, sustenance, life, oxygen, water, nutrients, their bodies functioning, all the comfort, all the joy? Where does that come from? Ya man yu'ti man lam yas'alhu wa man lam ya'rifhu tahannunan minhu wa rahmah. And this is a blessing from your part. A'tini bimas'alati iyyak jami'a khayr ad-dunya wa jami'a khayr al-akhirah. Give me, Ya Allah, now that you're the one who gives those who ask and those who don't ask. Give me, a'tini bimas'alati iyyak, through me asking you. He said, whoever asks, you'll give. I'm asking you. Jami'a khayr ad-dunya wa jami'a khayr al-akhirah. All the good of this lower realm, this lowest form of existence, and jami'a khayr al-akhirah, all the good in the hereafter, on the last day. I ask you. We've got to, when we read this dua and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to truly want that. We shouldn't think that, oh, you know, I don't deserve it, or I can't get it, or how is that possible? No, ask. Ask. There's nothing that stops him from giving. No one can stop him from giving. He is able to give. You ask. أعطني بمسألتي إياك جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة واصرف عني بمسألتي إياك جميع شر الدنيا وشر الآخرة. And turn away from me, through me asking you, all of the shar of this realm, of this lowest life, ad-dunya, and the shar of the akhirah. The shar of akhirah is hell. It's all one problem. It's hellfire. In this world, it's made plural. There's various forms of shar. Jami'a shar ad-dunya wa shar al-akhirah. فَإِنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَنْقُوسًا مَا أَعْطَيْتِ. Because I'm asking all these things for you to give me, and what you give, nothing, you lose nothing when you give. You are such. When we give, we lose. In various ways. None of what God gives, in any way there's any loss for Him. فَإِنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَنْقُوسًا مَا أَعْطَيْتِ وَزِدْنِي. I ask all of that, now I say, give me even more. وَزِدْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. This is what I understand, what I can comprehend, and I'm asking for. You give me, وَزِدْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ يَا كَرِيمٌ. I don't want to address the last parts for a reason, regarding that last part of the dua. This is a basic understanding, basic translation of the dua. There's a couple of ideas regarding this dua that as we read it throughout this month, inshallah, I think it's good for us to have a little deeper understanding, a little further understanding of the dua, so that when we read this dua, when we recite this dua, these thoughts can help us ask with a deeper understanding of what we're asking for. One of the ideas is that we say two things regarding shar in this dua. He said, وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرْ. Every shar, I feel safe that this is not God taking out anger on me. That's one thing. The other thing is, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكِ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ. There is the idea of shar in this world and in the akhirah. And we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that shar, turn it away from me. So on one hand, we read in this and we're taught to ask Allah or to say, addressing Him, that when there is shar, I feel secure. آمَنُ سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَر. There's amn from his sakhat, his wrath. This is on one hand. On the other hand, we ask Allah to turn shar away from me in this life and in the hereafter. Let me add something from outside the dua as well, so that we perhaps can understand a bit more what we're asking for, and maybe understand a little more regarding shar in general. The Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in are the ones who taught us this dua. The Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in read this dua. If for whatever reason we have doubts regarding our dua being accepted, we know for a fact the Ahlul Bayt's dua is accepted. So when they ask, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكِ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ, turn away from me, as I ask you, or because I ask you, the shar of this world and the shar of the akhirah, we know that is what happens and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them what they're asking. If we have doubts, which I encourage for us not to, because God says, and we read in this dua as well, the Quran, He tells us, and then in this dua, the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعَاءِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. If they ask, I respond, I give. The Ahlul Bayt have asked, their dua has been responded to, He's given them. Alright, that's inshallah accepted, understood. Well, now here comes the difficult part. Well, if there's no shar, because God removed shar, because they asked for it, then why is there so much hardship? Why were they imprisoned? Why were they tortured? Why were they hurt? Why were they in Karbala, Imam al-Hussein, salamullah alayhi, all those things that happened to him? Is that not shar? Or is it shar? Or is it shar? This is a difficult topic, of course, and there's a lot of different things that have been said about it, and I can't address every opinion, every point that these different people have mentioned, different ulama. May Allah bless them all and protect them all and bless the souls of those who've passed. I can't address all of that. However, if we do the math of what we just spoke of, then it's either we have to conclude that the Ahlul Bayt didn't do the dua, which our accounts are they did the dua, or their dua was not answered, which it's clear the Ahlul Bayt's dua is answered, or what happened to them is not shar. It's one of these. We can't accept that they prayed for shar to be turned away from them and their prayers to be answered and they still had shar. That just doesn't make sense. They asked, wasrif anni bimas'alati yak jami'a shar ad-dunya wa shar al-akhirah. Turn all the shar of the dunya and the shar of the akhirah. And we just read in Surah Al-Insan, فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shar of the afterlife, the shar of the akhirah, وَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ, God protected them from that. This life, what happens? That one, the Quran says, وَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. We know that that's not going to happen. Here, there's things that happen that are not pleasant. Is this shar? Again, based on what was just mentioned, then it should be clear that this is not shar. It's not shar. What is shar then? What is the shar that we read in the dua earlier, وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرْ. When I see shar, when I am, I guess, around shar, I observe it. In a sense, I experience it. Although it's مَصْرُوفٌ عَنْهُمْ, it's turned away from them, but they see it, they know it's there. What is this shar? آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرْ. Again, this is what we understand. Part of it is what we've already discussed, but let's go to this phrase of it. There is shar, and when I see it, آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرْ. This means that when there is shar that's happening, this is not God being angry at me, and it's masruf anni, it's turned away from me because of the dua, which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then we need to think of the meaning of shar. What is the meaning of shar? What is shar? What is it that we're trying to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Him to turn away from us? What is that? The Ahlul Bayt didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn hardship away from them and not to allow any hardship to come their way. They didn't ask for that. They asked for shar to be turned away from them. We take hardships, difficulty as being shar. Perhaps when we ask, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَةِ يَاكْ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ, what we're thinking of are these things. You know, I don't want to get in a car crash. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get this. I don't want to have cancer. I don't want to be paralyzed. I don't want this problem. I don't want that problem. I don't want to lose my job. I want to... All these things, these negative things that we consider and we see as negative, we consider these things as shar. Well, if these things were kept away from the Ahlul Bayt, well, clearly that's not the case. The Ahlul Bayt, Fadak was taken away from Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, Amir al-Mu'mineen, had troubles and difficulties in all the ways that you know. Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, Imam Zain al-Abidin, every single one of them. All these hardships, difficulties, whether it's illness, whether it's mistreatment, it's all these things came their way. So, but it seems like none of those are shar, because otherwise, that's the thing. So what is shar? Shar is what's against the person's make up as a believer. What is going to harm the believer that wants to be a believer, for a believer, for someone who identifies and understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. They understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything and everyone. They understand, Inna lillah, we all belong to Him, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They understand, as we read in those verses, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. What they see as believers is that what's bad and what's wrong is God's wrath. What is bad and what they're trying to avoid and what is horrible for them is divine wrath. God being angry at them. They're asking for that not to happen. They don't care if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy on them, on a believer, on the imams of the believers, A'immatul Iman, A'immatul Huda. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, gives illness, gives hardship, then that's not a bad thing. That's why yu'amanu sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. The shar that happens, that is wrath for others, amanu sakhatahu. I feel secure from that. Of that, it's not divine wrath, it's not towards me. I'm a mu'min. I'm addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have this hope towards Him. As a mu'min, as long as we are mu'mineen, as long as we are mu'mineen, then the shurur that happened, which is God's wrath towards any person, any people, that amanu sakhata, that shar is occurring, that shar that's occurring towards others and it's not towards me, and I see it, amanu sakhata. Let me give some examples. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, the Mawlud, along with Imam al-Baqir of this month, was in conditions where some of the people surrounding him did very wrong things, and divine shar they were gathering from themselves, God's wrath was on them. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi is observing that, but he feels amn. He knows this is not for me. Other examples, Quranic examples, Musa and Fir'aun. Musa takes his people through the sea, Amn, and Fir'aun and his company and his people and those who followed him, divine wrath. A mu'min's life is taken, a kafir's life is taken. For the mu'min, when the life is taken, even in hardship, even with difficulty, even with illness, it's not divine wrath. It's divine mercy. The kafir's life is taken. We have mu'mineen that drown in water. Isn't it such? Isn't it the case? We have good mu'mineen that got drowned in water. Fir'aun got drowned in water too. But for Fir'aun, it was wrath. For the believer, it's mercy. This is very important for us to understand. As mu'mineen, if we want to ascend higher, understand the meanings of these du'as. They're teaching us hardship isn't shar. For a mu'min, hardship is a blessing from Allah. آمَنُ سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ. Even when others, the same illness, the COVID that has come, the kuffar, that, not the non-Muslims, I've repeatedly mentioned this, what we mean by kuffar is not anyone who is not Muslim. We're talking about the bad people. Horrible or bad to the core. This is what kufr is. The kuffar who get the virus and they die, it's shar for them. For a mu'min, it's khair. The same COVID virus. They both go to the hospital. They both go through hardships. For the mu'min, it's khair. For the mushrik, and for the kafir, it's shar. A war is happening between mu'mineen and kuffar. Daesh is fighting. Fatimiyun, Zainabiyun, Hezbollah, the Sepah, all these different groups are also fighting. People on this side get killed, people on the other side get killed. In fact, the mu'mineen are tortured to death over there. And the kuffar are shot dead or an explosion. Both sides die. For the mu'min, it's rahmah. It's not divine wrath for the kuffar, it is divine wrath. Not that we're making this stuff up. Look, we get this material, this information from the Quran, from the words of the Ahlul Bayt. Nobody can make anything up. Nobody's trying to feel good about something they decided to accept. No, we should look to see what the truth is. The truth is Allah sent messengers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi is the last messenger. The Quran is the word of God. The Prophet is the messenger of God. Amirul Mu'mineen, according to the Quran and the words of the Prophet, is the Imam after him. Fatimatu Zahra is Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen. The Imams, after all of these, what they give is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Let those who knowingly are accusing those who have this belief in regards to the Ahlul Bayt that they receive angels and above that, they accuse them of ghulub. Let them burn in hell. Those who knowingly accuse of ghulub. This is not ghulub. This is the truth. Ziyara Jami'a Kabira is the word of the Ma'sumeen. And it's the truth about the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'een. Let those who don't understand it, not understand it, and those who intentionally and deliberately are working against the Ahlul Bayt, burn in hell for their kufr of Ayatullah. We have to look at these words from the Ma'sumin Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in, understand them. It's important. Why does Ibrahim not care if he's thrown in that fire, if he burns? Because he knows if he burns, it's not divine wrath. آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عَنَّ كُلِّ شَرٍ. This is what that means. A believer that fights the kuffar goes in the midst of a battlefield, knowing that bullets can come, fire can come, they can be burned alive, they could be taken and tortured to death. They don't have any worry because any of that happens, they understand it to be, and it is divine mercy on them. It's rahmah on them. The same way that Imam al-Hussein, watching his companions go one after the other, they got mutilated before his eyes. He sees what happens to them as a rahmah of Allah on them. And him going through the hardship of seeing that this is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a mu'min is supposed to see. Let's take advantage of these months and allow these meanings to find their way into our minds and into our hearts, hopefully. Inshallah, we hope that happens by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Last point I will say, it was very disturbing to me. Somebody sent me. Unfortunately, people send weird messages, weird clips. This mal'oon, known as Dr. Suroosh. La'anatullah alayh. Al-Khabith. Will burn in hellfire for eternity for this kufr of his. Denial of revelation upon the Prophet. Saying that this Quran was the word of the Prophet. This clip, he's saying that the notions, the concepts, the ideology that the Shia today have, this is created by ghulat. Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is created by ghulat. La'natullah alaykum. He knows what he's doing. Mal'oon. For the hutam of dunya, for a little comfort in this dunya, running away and abandoning the Islamic movement, speaking against it, against its leadership, against not the current leadership, against the Ahlul Bayt, against the Prophet, against Islam. Another version of Salman Rushdie, in a way, an instrument of the kuffar being used against Muslimin. And these words are sometimes circulated and people start having doubts about this. These are the whispers of the shaitan. Fools. The other, once upon a time, Mu'ammam, that has written a book, Crisis and Consolidation, same idea. There's ulama abrar, the Ahlul Bayt, ulama abrar. They're pious scholars. It's regular, ordinary people, pious ulama. La'anatullah alaykum. You know those hadith. You know the Quran. You deliberately go against it. You're burning in hellfire. No, the Ahlul Bayt are muqarrabin. Aqrabul muqarrabin. The highest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, ulaika al-muqarrabun. What happened to them? The abrar, okay, there's abrar people, yes. Because they're of the muqarrabun, they are abrar as well, but they're not ordinary abrar, they're muqarrabun. They don't have ilmul ghayb. Do you read the Quran? The Quran says a non-prophet not only knew where the throne of Bilqis was, he brought it before Sulaiman in the blink of an eye. Do you not read the Quran? And then the Ahlul Bayt are just ulama abrar. They don't have ilm of ghayb. La'natullah alaykum. Wa salamullah ala نبينا نبي الرحمة وإمام الهدى وأهل بيته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. These are times of these various fitan. We hope that all of these are teachings that we're able to take on board, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us get a deeper understanding of the Quran, deeper understanding of the sayings of the Imams, starting with the Prophet and Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in, and that we're able to get closer to him and get closer to his loved ones, محمد وآل محمد بحق محمد وآل محمد and بحق هذا الشهر by the right of this month and the two imams that were born in it and by the right of the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us all with appointing the Prophet as the last messenger to mankind for him to start his mission started on the 27th of this month of Rajab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask him to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he especially helps our maraja, our ulama, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically on these nights to bless the soul of our dear sister Anna and to bless her family with patience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad to relieve us all of the hardships and difficulties of this pandemic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the patience to deal with it as long as it persists with us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. For all marhumin, but particularly for our dear sister Anna, let's recite Surah Al-Fatiha, preceded by a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد